Thank you and good morning. Thursday was a busy day for emergency crews in southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino counties. It was in the early morning hours yesterday when emergency crews and CHP officers responded to a single vehicle crash in the southbound lanes of Highway 101 near Leggett. The driver of the car, 27-year-old Michael Peek, lost control of the vehicle and left the roadway, rolled up an embankment, and flipped onto its side. Peek and his passenger, 22-year-old Tara Gaitan, were able to exit the vehicle but were taken to Redwood Memorial for treatment of minor injuries. Impairment is not considered a factor in that crash. At around 11:20 yesterday morning, emergency crews responded to a fiery crash on Highway 101 just south of Willits, north of the Cal Fire Howard Station. The crash resulted in at least one fatality, and the incident shut down 101 in both directions for 2 hours. The details surrounding that collision have not been released. Del Norte County search and rescue personnel, CHP officers, and local fire department personnel responded to a report of a vehicle in the Smith River Thursday morning. A caller reported seeing the headlights of the car as it sunk beneath the water in the rapidly rising Smith, swollen by recent heavy rains. The site of the incident is very close to the location where a minivan with two men went into the river last December. It took 2 months for conditions to settle so that search teams could recover the bodies of Steve Filman and Fred Hansen, Jr. The Daily Triplicate reports that the vehicle was headed northbound when it left the roadway and quotes search and rescue team leader Terry McNamara, who said the river was rising as search crews attempted to reach the car and the conditions were far too dangerous to enter the river. Emergency personnel will be back on scene today to assess the situation, but conditions aren't expected to improve enough to make a river entry until next week. Fortuna police officers on patrol in the parking lot of the Riverwalk Hotel on Wednesday night located a pickup truck that had been reported stolen out of Mendocino County. After contacting hotel staff, officers determined that the stolen vehicle was connected with Eureka Man, 35-year-old Douglas Camilli, who was located on the premises. Fortuna officers arrested Camilli for possession of the stolen truck, vehicle theft, and for possession of heroin. He was booked into county jail. An inmate who walked away from the Alder Conservation Camp in Del Norte County on Monday has been taken into custody. 19-year-old Darius Lewis, who was serving a 5-year term for grand theft, was located in Oakland on Thursday by corrections investigators and Oakland police. Lewis is now ineligible to work at an inmate camp and will serve his sentence in state prison. Jordan Christmas has news from Congressman Huffman's office.
This Saturday, Congressman Jared Huffman will host a ceremony at the Adorney Center in Eureka to honor Korean War veterans with the Korean Ambassador for Peace Medal. The medals have been issued by the Republic of Korea, and they will be presented to more than 50 eligible veterans or next of kin. Eureka City Councilmember Natalie Arroyo and Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass will be on hand at the ceremony as well. The event will begin in the afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When local elected officials and supporters of Measure Z brought the measure before the public, they argued successfully that the increased revenue from the sales tax was needed to fund crucial services, from more police officers and deputies to more assistant district attorneys. County DA Maggie Fleming, along with other county department heads, has put the revenue to good use by hiring new attorneys and funding other services in the DA's office. Fleming appeared on Talk Shop yesterday, and when she was asked to look a few years down the road at the greatest impact on her office, the issue was again money, except this time it's funding medical and retirement costs for county employees.
You know, we really have to get a handle on as far as the medical costs and then as also the pension costs. Those are two big impacts to any county government and every individual department budget. When you talk about 5 years down the road, we really have to look at that.
Fleming pointed out that when county employees have received salary increases over the past few years, those increases are paid directly into the PERS system, and it's an issue that's not going away.
So our county's responsible, you know, as PERS, the Public Employees Retirement System, making sure that we have funded that appropriately, and basically the Board of Supes has to come up with the money to keep it going, and that's a significant hit to the county budget.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with DA Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.